This story goes back at least 80 years. The more astronomers saw, the clearer it became they weren't seeing everything.
There just wasn't enough normal matter in the universe to account for the matter in the universe.
Meet Leslie Rosenberg, physics professor at the University of Washington. He says there had to be more out there than meets the eye, or else galaxies would be flying apart all over the place.
This was very odd. It took a long time for people to believe this.
It does sound weird. The universe is not made mostly of normal atoms, but of some other thing. Something light doesn't bounce off of, or else we'd be able to see it. Discovering what makes up this dark matter is one of the most urgent unanswered questions in physics. Which brings us to a kind of a Cinderella story. The story of a favorite and an underdog in what may be the world's most esoteric sport. The leading candidate for what makes up dark matter is called a weakly interacting massive particle, or WIMP. It gets most of the research money and most of the ink. But then there's this also-ran, with a cooler name, the axion. Its profile is lower, but for Leslie Rosenberg, it just seems to fit in with how the universe works.
All these pieces put together, to me, make a pointillist painting that just comes into sharp focus. I looked at the evidence, and I could see axions in it.
Not everyone saw that. Plenty of others looked at that same evidence and saw the frontrunner WIMPs. Either particle would be hard to catch, but if WIMPs are real, we should be able to find them with big detectors. So scientists got busy, grant money flowed, and the first generation of detectors came up empty. So they built bigger ones.
And that has been the story for decades. Detectors have come along, seen nothing or perhaps hints of WIMPs. Then bigger detectors come along, they see nothing, they see hints.
That brings us up to just a few years ago, when physicists were swearing we were right on the verge of finding the WIMP and solving the dark matter puzzle. But with some recent disappointing results, the WIMP's prospects may be dimming.
We're in a transition period right now when it comes to dark matter. What do we do?
As scientists probe those two paths to understanding the universe, it may help to touch on how these unproven particles came to exist. You know, hypothetically. When physicists know something's there but they can't find it, theorists invent an idea that would solve the problem. WIMPs and axions are two of those ideas. Then other physicists do experiments to test the theories. UW theorist Ann Nelson says axions tend to be underestimated.
People say axions and WIMPs are about equally well motivated. From a theory perspective, that's not really quite true. The axion is really the best solution to a problem.
And axions have another advantage. They can be disproven. That may not seem like a good thing, but in a business where it's hard to find definite answers, physicists are happy to be able to rule something out.
So we should go to the experiment then.
Very good.
Leslie Rosenberg's axion detector has been about 20 years in the making. It has a really good chance of either finding dark matter or knocking axions out of the contest. In the big open workspace on campus, Rosenberg points to what looks like a shiny 4-foot coffee can sunk flush with the floor.
This is the big superconducting magnet in the ground. That insert is lifted up by the crane, plumbed up and cabled.
The 12-foot high insert tower cools the magnet down to just above absolute zero. The detector is designed to notice when an axion breaks down into other particles, an outrageously rare event. Finding it requires an exquisitely tuned instrument like this one.
I feel fairly fond of it because I did a lot of the building of it. Honestly, it's like a baby. It can be frustrating, but I think we've come to understand each other.
Gray Ripka is a research assistant professor. He says the detector is methodically sweeping across the area where the axion could be hiding.
I've heard it described as playing battleship, as nature's chosen to put it somewhere. You sort of know what the grid looks like, but you're just kind of putting pegs down until you can hit exactly right on and find what nature set out there for you.
That makes this team achingly close to an answer. It's even more tantalizing when you consider that dark matter is everywhere. You don't have to go out into space to find it. It's right here.
So in this room, we have 10 to the 13th of it per cc.
Does it sort of drive you crazy to think that there are tens of trillions in a square centimeter, and
sure,
all you want to do is grab one, and it's right there?
Sure. It's frustrated me and frustrated many people over decades that they're all around us, and yet you couldn't tell that they were there.
This is something Seattle sports fans can identify with. After years in the wilderness, backing an underdog, Team Axion is about to get its moment on the big stage. And whether or not this particle turns out to be real, the dark matter hunt is in for some new light. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.
Because I'm cold and black. By black, I mean transparent. Yeah, you know I don't react. and I'm not baryonic, and I'm not approaching C, but you're coupling depth and tuning range is fast approaching me. Yeah, I live here in outer space, thinking I was safe from Leslie and the scowl on his face. I should have hopped another caustic, I would have found a way to flee. If I'd known you had a magnet in a high Q cavity, I won't survive. Yeah, I won't survive. My mass and organ donuts soothe the photon I revive. Beat me up with a Tesla, mix me down, double back.